So I've just, okay, good. All right. 2 Peter 3:18 this year, God say, you need to look at this because this is my vision for you. So it says, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the days of eternity. Amen. So my question is, why do we need to grow? Very simply, God says so. God's why, that's why. Okay. So God's vision for us is to grow. Now, why do we need a vision 2022 when we have that? So this is an overarching vision. If you look at it, it's basically Great Commission or Christ's Commission from Acts 1:8 and Matthew 28, all right? But the vision that God gives is sometimes when you're going through life, it's like, hey, your journey is long. You just need to focus on this path for a while, all right? So that's how I see it, and I will unpack it a bit more. Okay. All right. Okay, we keep going. So we're going to grow graciously from good to glorious. When we grow, we need to understand the waves of grace, and then faith, and then glory. Because we want to grow from where we are at to glory. The old theology would say, justification by grace and faith, and then you go through that process of sanctification and then glorification. But the waves is in John 1:16, in Christ's fullness we have received grace upon grace, is the waves. And when grace and come, we have to respond faith to faith, from faith to faith. Romans 1, we respond faith to faith. God gives us something, we have to receive it in faith. That's our part. All right? We are saved by grace through faith. All right? So that's the process. And from that, we behold the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. We behold Jesus Christ, and we get transformed inside out from glory to glory. That's the waves of growth. All right? Grace, faith, and glory. That's what we're going for. Glory. There's no grace here because that guy forgot it. Whoever it is. All right. How do we grow? Okay? So I like acronym. All the Singaporean, Malaysian, Chinese, we like acronym because we can remember better. Now, when her spirit highlighted that get ready for Jesus' return, I wasn't looking at the world. I wasn't looking at what's happening in Ukraine. I was just lying down and looking up and said, God, how do we grow? So I was looking up and God highlighted and said, you need to get ready for Christ's return. Okay? If you look at that four part, to focus on Jesus' return is only 25%. Many church focus on that, and they're like, I'm not going to go uni. Jesus is coming back anyway. So my degree is not going to worthwhile. You know, I got 2 million. That's not going to buy me anything in heaven. I'm going to spend it. But the better thing is to give. But most people are like, I'm going to spend it, you know. Yeah. So it's not healthy to just focus on Christ's return, because Christ say, you need to preoccupy until I come. So that the return of Christ is bring us to kiss. Keep it sincere and simple. That's from 2 Corinthians 11:2-3. 2 Corinthians 11:2-3 say, hey, you guys, don't get your mind messed up because Eve was deceived that way by the serpent. All right? Don't go down that track. Don't get your mind messed up. Don't complicate things. Keep it simple. A daily devotion, kiss Christ. That's how you're going to prepare for Christ's return. Simple devotion, sincere, pure heart, singleness, and simplicity, childlikeness. You know, romance is so beautiful, isn't it? That was such a long time ago, I can't remember. All you young one, maybe you remember. But it was just sweet. It was not complicated. You know what I mean? Everything was just, So kiss, all right? The next one, relationship. Again, it's about this. Christ's commandment. To love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and the rest of the world, pretty much. AFL. God say, you're not going to love well if you don't accept first. If you can't accept someone, you can't even welcome them and receive them seriously, how are you going to love them? You know what I mean? I mean, some of my friends here, they're going out on the street. You know, some of them is like 10 meters, you already can smell them. But to reach them, you have to go that close. And somehow that smell is not important because I accept you. I'm not saying you're smelly, but you know what I mean? I receive you. If you want to receive someone and you want to accept someone, you want to welcome someone, you have to draw close. You can't wait for them to come. You have to lower yourself and reach out. Walk their walk. You know, smell like them. You know, it's okay. Think about Jesus, our model. All right? So AFL, opportunity. That's the ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Ephesians 5, I think 16. Make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Redeem your time because the days are evil. The evil is saying it's rotting away. Nothing can stop it. It's like a good apple. It's just rotting away. And we can see it before our very eyes. Very eyes. Things are changing so much. Will you make the most of your opportunity? Will you redeem your time and witness? Because the opportunity is for what? You already have a ticket to heaven. So you want to bring as many people as long. You know, even if you can't convert them, you have to be faithful to say, hey, I just want to let you know Jesus loves you. And I'm here in a human form. I love you too. I'm not the best, but I really love you. You know. And then the last one, worshipful lifestyle. RPT. Very easy. Rejoice, pray, give thanks. From 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Be joyful, be prayerful, be thankful always, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Very simple. Colossians 3, 17 and 23. Whatever you do, words, deeds, do it for the glory of God. Romans 12, let your life be a living sacrifice. So repeat, keep your heart towards that. Whatever, Lord, you are never under the circumstances, so I won't go under the circumstances. I will rejoice. I will pray. I will give thanks. Okay. So vision has two tracks. Vision as... Am I saying it right? Vision? Yeah, okay. Anyway. The one track is destiny. The other track is destination. The destiny part comes from inside out. Inheritance, identity, destiny. I get it from John 10:10, where Jesus said, the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come to give you abundant life. All right? I got it when I asked the Lord, why steal? What is the thief stealing from me? And then why kill? And if I'm dead anyway, what is he destroying? Abundant life is you come to Christ, you are co-heirs already. That's inheritance. So the thief is not the devil. The thieves are religious leader. You look at 2 Peter 3 again, it's in the context of the end days. and false teacher, false prophet that will arise among us that will distort and twist and torture the word of God until you're like, where's the truth? Okay? So it's the false teacher that's among us that will steal your inheritance, that will kill your identity of who you are in Christ, that will destroy your destiny. So where do we start? A is, if we are in Christ, the place to start is we hear the Father's word, you are my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. That's where we start. 1 John 3 says, wow, God's Father's love is so great that we are children of God. That's who we are. That's where we start. Not perform-based. That's our identity. That's our inheritance. Because of our inheritance, our identity, and I'm safe, therefore I'm blessed that I'm willing to be broken like Jesus and give my life away like the 5 loaves to feed the hungry and the poor. Because I'm blessed, I give my life to Christ, he breaks it, and he gives away. Z is when we get to glory land and we celebrate because of the marriage supper of the Lamb. So that's one track. The other track is vision as a destination. How do we get there? Who do we want to go with? You know, what do we need to do? So I say it's two track, but separate track. So if you understand Old Testament and New Testament, all right, the gospel or the good news on two track. Two track is means you can see from Abraham Genesis is all about covenant, covenant, covenant. And then the greatest covenant is covenants of marriage, right to the end. But it's covenant, covenant. But then you also have the ruling. Adam and Eve, hey, this is yours, your dominion. So the kingdom come, rule, 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 rule. And then David get up and say, okay, da, da, da. So the kingdom of God and the covenant, right, okay, they don't converge because they run separately because it gives us fullness of what's going on. So the kingdom of God, we end up with kingdom of priests. So we have dominion on earth, but we also have priesthood that we minister to God, all right? So I'm using that analogy as a vision have two tracks. One is your destiny, which is inside out, and then destination is working out like, how do we get there, all right? This is, so I don't do much road trip except when I'm with Marie when we were coming to, we were living in Sydney and then to Adelaide. So I gleaned from Richard, MJ, and Simon, their wisdom. So when they go on a road trip, they say, use a checklist. Make sure you plan well and pack well, plenty of supply. If you're going in a car with 2-year-old, don't worry about group decision. But if you're going on a bus with a youth, like Richard took a youth group, not only just from Marin Vineyard, but the other vineyard, and they head to Melbourne on some conference, Soul Survivor, you kind of have a group decision on that, where to go, how to enjoy. That is also from MJ, because they have 3 very different adult kids. And then you prepare and map things out. You know, in the old days, there's no GPS, so we kind of open up. You know, some of you old enough to know what I'm talking about. You open up, it's like, where do we go from here? You know, da 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 da. And then when you go to a local place, you get the, you know, the book again, pages, pages. You know, you're kind of like, you know, nowadays GPS, so easy, so easy. But you be open to change, because when you hit the road and what you see on the ground is different from the map. You know, you find a place like, oh, nobody recommend this place. But this is nice, you know, the bakery. Oh, I do a bit of trick. You have to stop at local bakery. That's how I discover, you know. The big banana. Who doesn't want to stop at the big banana? The big pineapple. You know, you come here, for you overseas students, the big thing is where you need to stop. And then take a picture. You know, the big sheep, the big, you know. And if you are a good planner, it's not about the destination. Make the most of the journey. You know, with Daniel, it was always, I spy, I spy, I spy. You know, so it's age appropriate, but enjoy the journey. And then the last one is basically reduce distraction. All right. So for the Woodley, no, what's the word? Technology or, you know what? You know, no digital stuff. Because you go on journey and all they do is, hey, have a look outside. Oh, yeah, it's great. All right. So vision as a destiny, vision as a destination. Now we are all in the bridal bus, and that's our journey. All right, but the bridal bus, there are many bridal buses, but we are on the bridal bus here. All right, so who does do the planning and packing? The Holy Spirit. We just go for the ride. Who's going to be driver? Holy Spirit. Who's going to be the conductor? Once in a while, I get to, but most of the time it's the Holy Spirit. I get to as a pastoral leader, all right? Because a pastor is supposed to be a shepherd. In the old days, the shepherd is like, hey, come on, sheep, this way. Yeah? Sheep like, meh. No, this way, this way, this is good. Meh. Whatever, you know? But the bus has room. All right? Say this one, we are 50-seater. There's only 30 people on the bus. So we get the chance to stop and ask, seek, and knock who can come on the bus. Those are the opportunity. So sometimes we stop and everyone spread out, go and invite as many people to come to the bridal bus. There's room. The Spirit and the bride say, come. So we say, come. Come along. We are a friendly bunch. We do AFL. Anyone can come. All right? You Chinese? Okay. Come. You know? You Aussie? Okay. Come. Whatever your color is, there's room. All right? But don't quarrel along the way. All right? That's from Genesis 46. Joseph was a type of Christ. Brothers came. You know, Joseph was there, not saving only Egypt, but saving the world. All right? And then they suddenly discover, Joseph, Joseph, we thought we killed you. Yeah, I know. You meant for harm, didn't you? But God foresaw. It's all good. Now you go back and get the father now. Get Jacob. Tell him I'm alive. But as you go, don't quarrel. Funny, isn't it? So in the bus, like us, come on, please don't quarrel. Okay? We don't want to be yes men too, because, like the group thing, it's important that everybody have a voice, everybody have a value, but the mutual submission is somebody need to set the direction. If all of us like deciding this way, this way, this way, we can take all day and we're not going to get anywhere. All right? Good intention will not get us there. We need good decision, discipline, determination, and say we're going there. Guess what? Occasionally, some people will come to me and say, you know what? This church doesn't suit me now, you know? And I say, that's all right. But this bus is going that way. That's our destination. Guess what? I'll stop and I can tell you the amount of churches around. You get off and go and find a church that is a good bus for you. In fact, I will help you. What kind of bus are you looking for? You know? You want a bus that where you can jump up and down because the ceiling is higher? I know a church like that. Or you want a really, really quiet where everyone is 70 and 80 and everyone only talks very quietly, no loud music. I also know the bus. All right? So we stop the bus and say, be free. Go wherever you want, as long as hopefully the bus takes you to the right place. So no big deal. Finish off. Let's develop healthy, holy habits. All right? This is very simple. 3 minutes a day, three times a day, do the RAP. Set your timer, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or you like to sleep in, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, just for 3 minutes. All right? When you go, 3 minutes, stop everything and just, Lord, what can I rejoice in? Lord, how can I pray? Lord, why must I give thanks? See, I'm set on my timer. Because if you have a destination, there's a timeline. Even though God say one day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like one day, there's still time limit. Our time on earth will expire. And one day we will say, Lord, you gave me 30 years, this is what I have to offer. Or you can say, 30 years, I live one good year, yeah, 29 was wasted. Can you have that time back? Eddie, let's lead worship and then we'll just wait on the Spirit.
Join me as we sing our last two songs and rise with me. This one's called Another in the Fire.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you, guys. Great.